USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller largely answering with yes or no at the first of two hearing appearances on Capitol Hill today before the House Judiciary Committee. He's asked about whether his report exonerates President Trump on obstruction of justice, and he says no, it doesn't.
And your investigation actually found, quote, multiple acts by the president that were capable of exerting undue influence over law enforcement investigations. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mueller there answering the question from the Democratic chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler. Mueller will be going before the House Intelligence Committee later on today. The remaining nations in the Iran nuclear deal that the U.S. is no longer part of will be meeting in Vienna Sunday to discuss salvaging that agreement and easing sanctions on Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The fight against Georgia's heartbeat abortion law heading in front of a judge, and the ACLU and Planned Parenthood have filed a lawsuit already against the bill, but now they've announced that they've filed an injunction in the hopes the judge will block the law from taking effect until the suit is considered. Mark Esper sworn in yesterday as the new Secretary of Defense. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito giving him the oath of office in the Oval Office, after which Esper thanked President Trump for bolstering the military.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership, and we stand ready today to take on any challenge. And while our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines stand guard each and every day, we will ensure their families are well taken care of.
A piece of music history on the auction block, Lucille. The guitar of the late blues legend B.B. King will go up for bid in September. It's valued between $80,000 and $100,000. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The bill to extend the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund through 2092, essentially making it permanent, finally gets passed by the Senate. That was the final legislative approval, and now it only needs the president's signature. Advocate and comedian John Stewart says the nation owes this to first responders who became ill after working at Ground Zero.
I'm hopeful that today begins the process of being able to heal without the burden of having to advocate.
The president expected to sign that bill on Friday. Reports are Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello will resign today after more than a week of protests calling for him to step down. That after publication of messages between Rossello and his closest advisors, which included jokes about Hurricane Maria victims and homophobic comments. And getting late word that Theresa May has officially resigned as the British Prime Minister to make way for newly elected Boris Johnson. Delivering a speech at 10 Downing Street for the last time just minutes ago, May said she hopes for a Brexit that works for the whole United Kingdom. She had an audience with Queen Elizabeth this afternoon, local time in the UK, and tendered her resignation. During her speech, a protester shouted, "Stop Brexit," to which May said, "I think not." You can find us on USAradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.